serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Vance is in Israel to shore up the somewhat shaky ceasefire in Gaza, where more than 40 Palestinians were killed on Tuesday in retaliation for what Israel says is the Hamas-directed killing of two IDF soldiers on Monday. Demolition crews began tearing apart White House walls on Monday to make way for the new Trump Ballroom. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio's in Washington.
The remodel has been met with criticism from some Democrats. One senator writing, quote, "Seeing the White House torn apart is really emblematic of the times we're in." The White House firing back, saying, quote, "Losers who are quick to criticize need to stop their pearl clutching and understand the building needs to be modernized."
The new ballroom will be 90,000 square feet, bigger than the White House residence itself. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order that prevented the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland. Government shutdown now entering week number four. This is ABC News. In Paris, the Louvre remains closed today, but it's always closed on Tuesdays for regular maintenance. Police still looking for the thieves who made off with all those French crown jewels. Art crime expert Robert Whitman says they only have a limited amount of time to find them before they're likely sold on the black market.
Throughout my career, I recovered $300 million worth of stolen art and cultural property. The most important thing was recovering the art. Because ultimately, that's what people are going to be looking at 100 years from now. It's not who stole it when. It's more important about getting it back for future generations.
Travel experts say now is the time to book. If you're looking at flying out for Thanksgiving, you have a little bit more time if you're thinking of Christmas holidays. And the World Series begins on Friday. The Toronto Blue Jays are headed to the big game for the first time since 1993. They beat the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS last night and will take on the LA Dodgers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Did you know? Most lead-poisoned children in Wisconsin are poisoned by lead paint in homes and buildings built before 1978. Simple cleaning steps and regular blood lead testing can make a big difference. Protect your family and learn how to keep your home lead safe at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., it's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. And there is also pre-order takeout available from November 8th to the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. in worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
There's a lot of conversation about the aging population involved in Wisconsin agriculture. So as you age and your body gets frail, how can you keep getting chores done? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We're going to find out about one tool that does help farmers get the job done, even when their body starts failing them. That story next.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Obviously, not every surface in Wisconsin agriculture is flat and easy to maneuver. Monica Spaney knows all about it. She's president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin, and her goal, trying to create wheelchairs that let farmers continue to do the things they love on the challenging terrain they do it with.
So the chairs can be used at family farms for a variety of things. Do their regular chores. They could broadcast seed. They could help pick weeds. The thing is because they can go over, you know, corn stalks and rocks, it helps them to still be able to participate with their family on the farm activities. They could even go into the hen house and pick out the eggs if they wanted to.
Monica Spaney, president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin. The all-terrain wheelchairs they've been able to create not only help farmers continue to do the jobs they love, it also increases their independence, decreases depression, and generally lifts a big cloud from the entire family.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Commodity groups and farm organizations reacting to President Trump's comments yesterday that he'd like to reduce beef prices to consumers by increasing beef imports from Argentina. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said they're urging the administration to carefully consider the damage importing more beef and cattle from other countries and the impact it could have on cattle farmers here as they try to rebuild America's herds. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening. Still breezy. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. Current temperature is 37. 98 Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you would ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. 'Cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
Carnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
I'm
There goes Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood, 98Q Country with The Fighter. And Tuesday is off and running here. I'm not ready. Are you ready? Ever have one of those mornings where you wake up and you try to get it going. You're doing your normal routine and, you know, your bowl of whatever and your apple or whatever. And it's like an hour later and your body's just like, no, not ready yet. Not ready yet. And just like, and your brain's like, we don't have a choice here. We got to go. One of those mornings here. 36 is our temperature. And our high today will be about 44. We're going to linger in the 40s. It looks like through Friday now. We should get up into the 50s over the weekend. So a little bit of rain fell. Well, a lot of bit of rain in some areas fell overnight. And we'll see a few scattering of rain showers. Looks like pretty much for the next 2 or 3 days, mixed with some sun in between. Typical fall-like weather pattern. But again, 36 here in the city of Park Falls. Some more frost probably for you outlying people. The World Series is set. If you are a baseball fan, it's the Toronto Blue Jays versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. Toronto versus Los Angeles. Toronto hasn't been there since back in the, was that Molitor that was with them back in 93? That was around that era anyway. So 93 was the last time Toronto was in a World Series. And Los Angeles won it, what, last year, right? Yeah. So if you like baseball, there you go. No rivalry there, nothing special beyond just it is the World Series. I was disappointed that that Seattle did not make it. Wanted to see them get their first ever World Series. Certainly was a good game last night. A little Monday Night Football. Lions took care of business. I think the Lions are back. You got that Aiden Hutchinson guy back. He's pretty good. And I think the Lions might be back. Not sure Tampa Bay is what we thought they were, but it's always hard when you play a good team to have a correct analysis of how good a team is. But the Lions sitting atop the NFC Norris division right now. I think they're sitting at, what, 5-4 and 5-6? I don't know. Everybody's pretty good in the NFC North division. You got the Bears 4-2, Packers 4-1-1, and the Lions up there at, 5-2 now, I believe. We will talk a little haunted house later this morning. Some of the folks involved with the Butternut Haunted House, which gets underway later this week already. They will join us at 9 o'clock. Our weekly visit with Mr. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. We'll talk a little bit about your money at about 8:45. Let's get this Tuesday off and moving here with our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Vance is in Israel to shore up the somewhat shaky ceasefire in Gaza, where more than 40 Palestinians were killed on Tuesday in retaliation for what Israel says is the Hamas-directed killing of two IDF soldiers on Monday. Demolition crews began tearing apart White House walls on Monday to make way for the new Trump ballroom. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio's in Washington.
The remodel has been met with criticism from some Democrats. One senator writing, quote, "Seeing the White House torn apart is really emblematic of the times we're in." The White House firing back, saying, quote, "Losers who are quick to criticize need to stop their pearl clutching and understand the building needs to be modernized."
The new ballroom will be 90,000 square feet, bigger than the White House residence itself. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order that prevented the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Portland. Government shutdown now entering week number 4. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Safe Sleep Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing things you can do to reduce the risk of sudden, unexpected infant death. Focus on the ABCs, alone, on back, in crib, and in smoke-free air. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. November 6th at 10 a.m., Price County Health and Human Services welcomes Speaker Steve Ackerman as he presents The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Ship, The Storm, and The Song. This is your chance to explore the wreck from the perspectives of the weather, the ship, and the song by Gordon Lightfoot. This is a free event with refreshments available, and will be taking place in the Price County Health and Human Services Normal Building at 104 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. For reservations, call 715-339-2158. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brumaine, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at panacquacars.com.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing. Finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today, blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening, still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Current temperature is 37.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. Dreams with these two hands, we'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't end at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Coming out over my hood, and all I know now as it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want night to end. I don't want this night to end. No, I don't want this night to end.
Q Country.
The way you kiss, ooh, I love. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Ooh, to feel the way I feel with your arms around me. I only wish that you could see, hear the way you love me. Whoa, 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 the way you love me. Whoa, 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 the way you love me. Whoa,
Faith Hill, 98Q Country. Morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Just a couple days away from our annual Day of Giving. Thursday, we will learn more about His House of Hope, if you don't know already. That's in Phillips. So we'll reserve all that education for Thursday. We will have some nice silent auction. Or you can be loud if you want. But auction items on Thursday also. I see the folks at His House of Hope shot me a message yesterday. Some nice, if you love to fish, there's going to be some fishing rod and combos. I see a musky rod, and I see a guided fishing, a day of guided fishing also. So we'll have a little bit of an outdoor theme to some of the silent auction items that will be available for you that have been donated. And all money goes to His House of Hope, and our goal this year is to raise $10,000 for His House of Hope. We've been doing this for a lot of years for Catkins, for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, for the Time Out Family Abuse Shelter, and this year it's for His House of Hope. This is the first time that we've ever gone into this with someone who stepped forward, and we'll talk more about this on Thursday, who is matching every dollar up to $10,000. It's pretty impressive. That's nice. So I hope you'll, at the very least, consider tuning in and learning more about this facility so you know of it. It's very important. And if you're able to financially help out and pledge on Thursday, that also would be fabulous, too. We're going to give you, if for some reason Thursday's a bad day for you, you're gone, you can't listen or whatever, we'll give you an opportunity to pledge starting tomorrow. If you wanted to call in a little bit early to do that. So we will have folks in from His House of Hope, everyone who's involved with it, volunteers and such, and that's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, our annual Day of Giving. Some words of wisdom. Let's take a moment. Focus on the family.
It's tough to think about, but when all is said and done, without a moral compass to guide us, we're all capable of unspeakable evil. That truth was demonstrated in 2007 when a photo album was discovered. It once belonged to a Nazi officer who worked at Auschwitz. Under his command between 1944 and 1945, over 1 million people, mostly Jews, were murdered. But the photo album revealed a very different side to this Nazi officer. The snapshots were not of murder, but of life's simple pleasures. By day, he exterminated people by the thousands. At night, he and his colleagues enjoyed dinner parties, socialized, and danced to music. The contradiction between those two images is hard to process, but the reality of it forces us to ask uncomfortable questions of ourselves, like, are evil people born that way, or is evil what happens when any one of us abandons truth, and with it, our ability to discern between right and wrong? Without a moral center that draws clear boundaries between good and evil, any of us can be seduced into believing dangerous ideas. Step by step, we lose all sense of true north, compromise our convictions, and mindlessly follow the mob. The only hope for any of us to escape from darkness is to seek the light. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
He's coming. Here he comes.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone else. Pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
It's summer nights, babe. Woo! Yeah.
Come on, ladies, it's time to pop that. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. In school and south, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand, I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah. Things start getting all heated up and it starts getting. Holler if you're ready for
Harnick in the Morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98 Q Country.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. But it ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you want to know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking, for a while I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you want to know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye.